The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
You wanna do a bunch of outtakes at the end? That'd be funny. Yeah, just to listen to me f them up. Welcome into the Ben Burnett Show. My name is still Ben Burnett. I wouldn't say he's a guest, he's my producer. The Godfather, Carl Appen. Carl, say hello.
Don Carl, hello.
Don Carl, oh. Is that your first name?
It is. My zero name.
I didn't know that. So today, what we wanted to do was roll out a couple of things about what we can expect in the fifth season thus far. We have 6 or 7 episodes in the tank. We will roll out, what's the date, Carl?
We have 7 episodes in the tank.
7 episodes in the tank. See, I'm even underselling myself.
Yes, beginning January 18th, also 2022.
January 18th, 2022, boys and girls, hit subscribe, 5-star ratings. Believe it or not, that matters more than you think.
It's true.
And that is one of the things that I think we have neglected, even though we've seen thousands of people come through, like on the last season, and listen to the show. There are things that we recognize that we don't do as well as we have done, and we are going to change it, damn it.
That's true. And it begins with you.
And it begins with me. So I'll be totally open-handed. We have 2 sponsors on the season. Low Speed Vehicles. You like easy go golf carts? Man, they're super
especially
nice.
Downtown North Fulton cities.
Especially North Fulton cities. They've come on board. Reached out to me on social media and, you know, said, hey, we like what you're doing. Listened to an episode of the show and said, how do you get involved in that? Which, to your point, Carl, you said somebody will listen to the show and say, how do I get to be a part of that?
That is exactly it.
And damn if it didn't happen. And we're bringing back Chiringa.
Of course.
So if you're getting ready for spring break, Summer vacation plans. You can go see the sister restaurant, Chiringo, down at Grayton. It's fabulous. You can
probably 3OA.
You can probably go see Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line while you're down there. And then if you're in downtown Alpharetta, you can go to Chiringo. They have frozes. Have you had a froze there?
Oh, I have not, but I might have to when it gets a little bit warmer.
Oh, my God. So good. So good.
I'll take my golf cart.
And yeah, well, that's one of the things. We're going to shoot a YouTube commercial at some point, ride the golf carts and drink frozes.
Yes.
Which is like, if you know me, like, I am defined by 2 things, luxury and summertime. Not even going to say it. You're leading with that.
I was making sure that I could write that down because I thought that was really good.
So we have seen... We had thousands of people listen to the fourth season, and we've done a lot of like introspective looking. And so you guys know, Carl, the studio, the paper, they make nothing on what I do. And I have also elected to make nothing on what I do because it's not about now. It's about how do you grow it? How do you have to have resources in order to find the mistakes that you're going to make. So we are in the process of creating a Facebook page where we're going to pump all these things out, put money behind the episodes, strategically target them. And we're going to roll every other week because we want to carry it into the summer. And I think we have enough to be able to do that. And we've still got some more episodes in the tank that we will... You know, probably run 6-7 months this time.
And the good thing about it is all of the episodes are pretty evergreen. So like even if an episode comes out at the end of February, you could listen to it in April or May or June.
And we've kind of become one of the stops that people from both parties make as it enters election season. You know, at certain points in the show's history, we've had Doug Collins when he was running for U.S. Senate. We've had Marjorie Taylor Greene. We've had some really, really high profile people that have done well in those episodes. What's honestly interesting about them is that people from, no offense to my brothers and sisters at Appen, but you get Politico and the New York Times and you get some really interesting people and they bring a whole new world of guests and an ethosphere. And we've had some of them on as well. So we're going to continue to do that because while we will concentrate probably 80, 85% locally, our concentrated effort this time outside of North Fulton is we will run three or four episodes that are more geared towards Cherokee County and Forsyth. And to go there, we have had Misty Martin, who runs economic development for the Cherokee County, for Cherokee County.
Right.
We've had Kevin Tanner, who ran for Congress in Forsyth.
And is currently the
county manager.
Yes.
And he is, let me tell you something, man. You talk about people that are results-oriented in public service. That dude is at the top of the mountain by himself. We've had Zach Blend from Goshen Valley Boys Ranch, which I think is one of the most unique foster care opportunities in the country. And he talks about everything from what those kids have dealt with. He talks about how they raise money, how they interact with their donors. And so while we have always had more of a public service element, that doesn't have to mean you sit there as like a staff person or an elected official, because there's all kinds of, look, they're just people that like to give and do different things. Carl, we've also had the first one I did, and it's the first one I've ever done, was on Zoom with Shane Hazel, who's the pride of Brookwood High School, lives in Waleska, and is going to be the Libertarian candidate for governor. You may have seen his name when he forced David Perdue in a runoff during the Trump general election, and I don't agree with Shane. I don't agree with anybody on everything. But I don't agree with Shane on plenty of things. But to listen to the profile that that guy has and to know that he's got a podcast called Radical Podcast, he has 75,000 listeners a week. And the way that he looks at the world is black and white. It's one of the things I love about the libertarian in general is that they're kind of absolutist, and while I'm not necessarily an absolutist, I always like to know where I stand, and I think that's interesting. He talked about when the Republican Party tried to get him to endorse David Perdue in a runoff, because he was like, clearly I'm not going to endorse John Ossoff, and they couldn't give him a reason why he should back them, which to me seems like, dude, just give me some red meat, like I'm in. All you have to do is Come play the game a little bit. We've had
Lamar. Come be on the Ben Burnett Show.
Come be on the Ben Burnett Show. We've had Lamar Wakefield, who is the architect for all kinds of things. The Kia plant. His office is at Avalon. He's got hundreds of employees. They build things all around the world. Sailboats in Dubai. Sailboat buildings in Dubai. Avalon. But he was one of the guys that really brought the deal together for the Battery in Atlanta. And coming off such a 2021, where the Braves won the World Series, and everybody that liked sports kind of had the opportunity to see and showcase like what a truly activated on mixed use development anchored by a professional sports team can do and look like. And it was really interesting to hear the perspective of somebody who's been the Atlanta Business Chronicle CEO of the year, at how he looks at opportunities, what he shies away from, what he's really interested in doing moving forward. And he'll tell you he wants to do more mixed use developments all around the country that are anchored by professional sports teams. And he talks about the Denver Broncos. He talks about the Braves. He talks about other things that
he talk about the Astros.
I don't, with Minute Maid Park.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember him saying okay. Astros.
I just know that they came and visited the Battery a couple months ago.
Oh, you know, and Lamar, until a couple weeks ago, was one of the proud owners of the Augusta Green Jackets, and he bought that franchise from Cal Ripken Jr. and kind of told the story about that. And if you've never been to Augusta. The Green Jackets, it's actually part of a greenstone development, and those guys are headquartered in Alpharetta. It's fabulous. There is it's an IHG, Crowne Plaza Hotel, super nice restaurants, good rooftop. It's in North Augusta, right across the river in South Carolina. Baseball stadium, one of the best nights of my life there, hands down, easy. Totally great experience. All you can drink for like $3, minor league town.
Yep.
Carl, what else have you set in that you're interested, that you want to highlight for the
I'll say that I was a little bit bummed that I missed the Milton Mayer Peyton Jameson episode.
He is such a good guy. And the thing I like about Peyton is that, and I like it and I'm jealous of it, like, he doesn't have enemies. He may have more now, but he is such a thoughtful, introspective person that, you know, really has a passion for public service. I think highlighting those people that you don't really get, you read their name, you see them right on social media, but you don't really know them. Like, Peyton is one of the most approachable people in the whole world. And when you see him out, you should say, hey, because you think that you don't really have access to him. He's like one of the most accessible people of all time. And he'd love to tell you hello.
Which, speaking of telling people hello, there's Tug Cowart.
Yeah. And, you know, ever since Tug Cowart lives over on the east side of Alpharetta, he is one of the morning show hosts for 106.3 The Extra, which is a Dickey broadcasting station. Conservative talk, but local. They're looking at expanding the signal there, but I'd encourage you guys to go listen to him in the morning, because he's one of those guys. He's not like Eric Erickson where, you know, I hate him and everything he stands for. It's like, well, I don't agree with Tug, but he sure seems like a decent enough guy. Talks about his career in the United States Navy and how he didn't know what he wanted to be when he grew up. And then how he's cobbled together voiceover work and things of that nature, in addition to, you hear him on Kix 101.5 or New Country.
Yes, yes.
New Country. We do not like. We don't like Kix.
I don't know who that is.
One of our good friends,
yes,
doesn't care for him very much, so fuck them. What about, what else if you?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of like things that you want to do when you grew up, there was Jeffrey Parker who came on and he talked about how it all started when he got an internship because it offered a free transit pass.
Tell the listeners at home who Jeff is.
He is the CEO of MARTA. And for those who are listening out of state, MARTA is the Atlanta Transit Authority. So all of the trains, buses, rapid transit.
There's not a person in the world that I like being around more that I do not see things the same way. And I don't know that I can offer somebody a better compliment. Like, he is super thoughtful, checks in all the time. Like, how are things going? Excellent. You talk about an ambassador to an organization. He's not a good one. He's a great one. And I thought what was really interesting about that was we asked him about losing ballot referendums and how to not take that personally, like with the case of Gwinnett County and where they may go if they look at Forsyth, if they look at Cherokee, and I have news for you. I think they're going to. And he talked about how he would brand that in a different way, but I thought it was really interesting that a guy of that caliber and prestige would actually come back and say that one of the biggest reasons that things don't pass is racial. And I thought that everybody knows it, but for the CEO to sit there and say that is a component of it, I thought was incredibly brave. And he raised his kids in South Forsyth when he moved down here. But what did you have to say, Carl?
I was just going to say it shows his dedication to kind of getting things done. Because I told Ben after the show that I think, as the CEO of MARTA, every room that he's in, you know, a lot of those rooms are going to be talking about that issue, but not really talking about that issue. And he's just kind of willing to put it out there and say, you know what? Let's be honest, you know, a lot of the pushback for this referendum is, you know, has to do with like, you know, racial concerns that some of the voters could have.
Anything else you, out of the first part of the first season, is there anybody you want to touch on? We don't like to give too much away, but that Jeff Parker interview, we will put all over Atlanta because it is damn good. It is good. When I tell you, like, I can sit here on a podcast, and I really try not to. I can take 90% of a conversation. I bet I talked for 10% of it. And I don't know that I've ever had somebody offer us more than he did.
Jeffrey Parker, first of many.
First of many. Anybody else there?
I think that's it. I was just going to tell everybody that there's, one sort of like wild card spot left in the season. So if you're listening to this right now and you have a good suggestion or you want to bring something to the table, we have already made it. So come on over.
Talk about how we're going to target people and how we're going to quantify. Look, success is based in one way, in one way only. How many people get access
right.
to the show?
Definitely.
And how many people do you turn over into subscribers? So,
right.
You know, I said it earlier, we've seen about 25 or 30% increase in sponsorship dollars. We have agreed to put all that back into the show because, like, look, we're interested in the day that somebody wants to pay us $55,000 an episode.
Right.
And we're going to do it. But talk to me about how you think we push it and brand it.
So we have,
because we want to be a resource.
There's a good so it's similar to some of the campaigns we have done in the past, but this is going to be focusing. I think we have such like interesting and such great episodes with these guests this season that I think a big part of this push is going to be kind of like highlighting who these people are. So it's a lot of giving readers and giving listeners an idea of what they're kind of walking into with the episode. So I think if you get to hear about this upcoming episode with Lamar Wakefield or, you know, what Jeffrey Parker has to say, I think that'll have people be a little bit more interested in tuning in.
Oh, and Marta is such a lightning rod and it's not as much here one way or the other, but you look at Cherokee County and you start advertising, you know, a podcast with a guy from Marta. I mean, people are getting their Confederate flags out and their shotguns and they will be on our doorstep.
It's true.
Faith, freedom, firearms. Can't wait. Love you, Ball Ground.
Ben Burnett.
So we're social media wise, we're gonna roll Instagram, Facebook. We're gonna publish 30-second clips before the episodes come out. Anytime the papers have available inventory for free on the digital website, we're gonna try to push things there. And I'm excited. I'm excited to go where you guys aren't, too.
Definitely.
Because I know that there's an evil empire newspaper in Cherokee County, and we're going to take them down. We're going to take them down by podcast.
A couple Cherokee County evil empires.
That will remain nameless?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Can you imagine them going to battle with me?
Mm.
No.
No.
Me either. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to sit here and profile with you. Carl, you got any closing thoughts?
Nothing. January 18th, season 5, Ben Burnett Show.
So I made sure to drop the F word.
Yep.
So we're going to get the tag.
Explicit stamp, of course.
Yeah, that's right, because it wouldn't be me if it was clean.
Right.
Thank you to Chiringa. Thank you to Low Speed Vehicles. We will see you guys soon. Love y'all.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.